Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is How Much Evil Lurks Within You. The Shadow was a radio show which first aired in 1930. The haunting voice of the narrator introduced each show with these words, "Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?" Then he would say, "The shadow knows." The real-life irony is that we all try to keep whatever evil we recognize within ourselves hidden in the shadows. We must all come to grips with the reality that there is evil within each of us. This is precisely why we need a Savior. Volumes have been written throughout the millennia regarding the battle between good and evil. The novella of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, written by Scottish author Robert Louis Stevenson, made such an impact that the phrase Jekyll and Hyde entered into the vernacular as a way to refer to people with an unpredictably dual nature, usually very good, but sometimes shockingly evil instead. Most of us are equally familiar with the story of the old Cherokee who was teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside of me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One is evil, and the other is good. The same fight is going on inside of you, and inside of every other person, too." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed the most." Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his work The Gulag Archipelago, wrote, "If only it were all so simple. If only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and it were necessary only to separate them from the rest of us and destroy them. But the line dividing good and evil cuts through the hearts of every human being. And who is willing to destroy a piece of his own heart?" He went on further to write, "The line separating good and evil passes not through the states, not between classes, not between political parties either, but right through every human heart and through all human hearts. This line shifts inside of us. It oscillates with the years. And even within hearts overwhelmed by evil, one small bridgehead of good is retained. And even in the best of all hearts, there remains an unuprooted small corner of evil." He continued with this insight, "It is impossible to expel evil from the world in its entirety, but it is possible to constrict it within each person." Finally, he added this ominous warning about the evil within each of us. "In keeping silent about evil, in burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it, and it will rise up a thousandfold in the future." There is no doubt that evil is within us. Scripture makes this clear in Mark 7, verses 20 to 23, which state, "But what comes out of a person, that is what defiles. From within people, from their hearts, comes evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All of these evil come from within, and they defile." Jesus once taught us that a house divided cannot stand. I think we can infer from that a heart divided is also on shaky ground. So just what percentage of our heart does God want? We find the answer in both Matthew 22, verse 30, and Luke 10, verse 27, where we read this, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." It is clear that Jesus wants all of our heart. Yes, he wants 100%. So just where is the dividing line in your heart? Does it split down the middle? Are you divided 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, or some other percentage? My friends, God desires our entire heart. Let's offer up Psalm 51:12 every day. A clean heart create for me, God. Renew within me a steadfast spirit. We should also heed the advice of Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence, do not rely. If Solzhenitsyn was correct when he said, even in the best of hearts, there remains an unuprooted small corner of evil, then let's turn that part of our heart over to Jesus as well, so that through him, it too can be nailed to the cross. Permit me to ask you, who knows what evil lurks in your heart? You do, of course, and so does God. Recommit all of your heart to God this day. Which part of your heart will win out in the end? The one you feed the most. Feed your heart with prayer, with fasting, with scripture, and with the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Now will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I offer you my entire heart this day, in the name of your Son, our Lord, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Here are three discussion questions you might contemplate. Number one, in what ways do you feed your evil side? Number two, in what ways are you feeding your good side? And number three, what needs to change in your life in order to have an undivided heart for God? I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.